From Tidbits on November 5th, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics and Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Time Machine! How does Time Machine work with several hard disks, and how does it differ from a similar Windows solution? Desktop Pictures in Leopard. An early Leopard bug seems to be related to making custom desktop pictures stick. Booting separate computers from one drive. It's possible to boot Leopard onto both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs from a single external drive. What classic software is still in use? This is a big one. Leopard dropped support for classic applications, but does that really affect many people? And how will people with data in classic applications migrate it to Mac OS X? Scanning problems in Leopard. One compatibility issue that's arisen with Leopard is operating scanners. Airport during installation. For some reason, the Leopard installer can see and connect to Wi-Fi networks, although actually establishing a connection has led to troubles for some people. Time Machine. The good, the bad, and the missing features. A reader shares a link to how you can change Time Machine's backup schedule. Too many text editors, text storage, outliners out there. Text is a basic, near-universal medium, and yet there seem to be an infinite number of programs for manipulating it, all with different solutions and synchronization issues. Six things I hate about Leopard. Readers respond to Matt Newberg's article on what Leopard does poorly. Installing Leopard on an unsupported G4. A reader shares his experience installing Leopard on a PowerPC G4-based Mac that falls outside Leopard's compatibility range. Screen sharing with Leopard extends to Tiger. The capability to share the screen of a Tiger computer to a Mac running Leopard brings up questions of getting it to work through NAT and whether you can control in the opposite direction. Downgrade new iMac to Tiger from Leopard. Is it possible to take a new iMac that came installed with Leopard and downgrade it to Tiger? Leopard's firewall is broken. Although the security features in Leopard look promising, the firewall appears to be a mess in 10.5.0. Gmail versus .macmail. Now that Gmail can handle IMAP messaging, how does it compare to Apple's .macemail? Encrypted disk images and Subversion. Using an encrypted disk image seems problematic when paired with a Subversion document sharing service. Apple to allow virtualization of Leopard. Should Apple extend its license to run virtual copies of macOS 10.5 server to non-Apple hardware? Reporting bugs to Apple. Finding bugs in Leopard? Chris Pepper explains how to report them to Apple. Leopard and AppleWorks. Although unsupported, AppleWorks seems to run under Leopard. Skype and Leopard, with a dash of Time Machine. Another early casualty of Leopard is Skype compatibility, until an update is released, of course. Can Time Machine get an old version back? Safari 3 update? When will the release version, instead of the current beta, of Safari 3 be made available to users of Tiger and Windows? Spaces and Time Machine, near great features. Readers report their experiences with these two new Leopard features, especially how they operate with Coda and Parallels Desktop. Leopard compatibility list updated. In addition to our list of recently updated applications for Leopard, hey, it's there. You gotta go check our website. We're not gonna be publishing it an issue because it changes regularly. But in this case, a reader notes some important applications which are not yet compatible. Very odd Wi-Fi connection problems. Odd wireless connection issues prompt suggestions for troubleshooting different airport profiles. Troubleshooting using different airport profiles. Apple Mail's importing support in Leopard. Apple Mail under Leopard can no longer import some other email format, so if you're still using Claris Emailer or Outlook Express Mail, you'd best import their messages before upgrading to Leopard. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field, along with links to all of these Tidbits Talk discussion threads. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening and participating in Tidbits Talk.